What shall we find? Streams in the Desert opens with a question that indicates Mrs. Cowman's narrative structure, that of the spiritual quest, who can tell what we shall find. It refers to the new year as well as to life itself. Those words might also serve as an epigraph to the book. We stand upon the verge of the unknown, who can tell what we shall find, or, to rephrase the question, who can tell whom we shall find. Despite her intimate opening address, Mrs. Cowman remains an enigmatic, shadowy figure in her own text. Her apparent absence is a key to the appeal Streams has for readers, in a text that is in so many ways prescribed, one that claims to give answers to a Christian's every despair. We find discourse so open that each reader can imagine the author as her own friend, a woman called Mrs. Charles E. Cowman. She does not give us autobiographical particulars, and yet, in a way, she does tell us. Just look in the mirror, or into your own heart and soul, what her audience is. She is, as I said earlier, what holds the whole of Streams together is the mind of Mrs. Cowman. The selections, so decontextualized and recontextualized by Mrs. Cowman.